This is Radio Nepal. I am Hussain. Rest of the news, the headlines first. China to assist Nepal in rebuilding structures damaged by recent flooding in Rasuwa. Nepal and China sign MOU for 4 projects. CPN UML central members begin to put forth views on political report, statute amendment proposal and organizational report in central committee meeting. Party chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges central committee members to strengthen party's internal unity. Transportation remains problematic due to absence of 9 concrete bridges under Karnali Corridor's road sections from Kulalu of Kalikot to Bajra and Humla districts. And at least 19 people killed and more than 100 injured after Bangladeshi Air Force training jet crashes into a school campus in Dhaka. Now the news in detail. China is to assist Nepal for the rebuilding of structure damaged by the recent flooding in Rasuwa district and in resumption of customs procedures. During a meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal, a Chinese delegation led by Chen Xiangdong, the chairman of China International Development Cooperation Agency today, assured Chinese assistance for rebuilding disaster-damaged physical infrastructure, stating that post-disaster recovery is Nepal's top priority. The Deputy Prime Minister expressed gratitude to China for its concerns for rebuilding flood-damaged infrastructure. On the occasion, matters relating to Nepal-China bilateral relations, development partnership and existing and future projects funded by China were discussed. During the meeting, the two sides signed the Memorandum of Understanding, MOUs, for various 4 projects, which include the construction of a facility for bone marrow transplantation in Bharatpur-based BP Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital and a feasibility study for the expansion of the civil hospital. Likewise, the MOU in regard with the human resources development was signed on the occasion. Similarly, Nepal Electricity Authorities Managing Director Hitendra Dev Shakya and the Chairman of China International Development Cooperation Agency Chun signed on the minute regarding Similarly, Nepal Electricity Authority's Managing Director Hitendra Dev Shakya and the Chairman of the China International Development Cooperation Agency, Chen, signed on the minute regarding a feasibility study for the construction of Rasuwagadi Kerung Transnational Electricity Transmission Line. The process of Central Committee members expressing their views in the 9th Central Committee meeting of the CPN UML is underway. The meeting is underway at the UML headquarters in Chasal of Lalitpur under the chairmanship of Prime Minister and Party Chairperson KP Sharma Oli. According to UML Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam, Central Committee members have started expressing their opinions on the political report to be presented by Party Chairperson Oli at the second statute convention, the statute amendment proposal by Vice Chairperson Bishnu Prasad Paudal, and the organizational report presented by General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel. Meanwhile, CPN UML Chairperson Oli has urged Central Committee members to strengthen party's internal unity. Chair Oli stressed that the entire party line should be united as there was no ideological and policy-level dispute in the party. Construction of 9 concrete bridges under the Karnali Corridor from Kulalu in Kalikot to Bajra and Humla sections has yet to commence. According to Bel Bahadur Nepali, chief of the road division office in Humla, although the contract was signed on the 14th of July in 2022, the work has not started yet. As per the requirement that contractors must obtain design approval before starting work, the designs of 7 out of the 9 bridges are still pending approval. Chairman of the CP and Maui Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has viewed policy reform along with change in state perspective is essential to achieve prosperity in the country. Also, the former Prime Minister Dahal said it during a meeting he had with the newly elected office bearers of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries at his residence in Kumaltar today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
1415 1415 1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has stressed that the state should introduce a concrete policy and program to involve young generation in agriculture. Addressing an agriculture Olympic program organized in Kathmandu today, Chair Dahal pointed out the need of introducing various packages from the government side so that youths would be interested in agriculture. He admitted that the state has failed to pay enough attention to resolve problems facing the real farmers. Arrival of foreign tourists has been increasing every year in Manang district. According to the Annapurna Conservation Area Project Area Office, as many as 37,733 foreign tourists visited Manang district in the fiscal year 2024-25. As per the data of the Harapani Tourist Checkpoint under the Annapurna Conservation Area Project Office, Manang total 2,554 tourists from SAARC countries and 35,178 tourists from the other countries visited Manang in the last fiscal year. Office Chief Dhak Bahadur Bhujel shared that tourists from 134 countries had the footfall in Manang district and the highest number of tourists were from Israel, which stands at 4,358, followed by 3,616 from France and 2,842 from Germany. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 19 people have died and more than 100 were injured after a Bangladeshi Air Force training jet crashed into a school campus in the capital, Dhaka, the BBC reports. Footage of the scene at Milestone School and College in the northern suburb of Uttara shows a huge fire and a thick plume of smoke. The Bangladeshi Armed Forces has confirmed that one of its aircraft was involved and that the pilot was killed in the crash. More than 50 people, including children and adults, were taken to hospitals with burns. The death toll may still rise, with official sources giving different numbers on how many people have died and were injured. Chinese authorities have begun constructing what will be the world's largest hydropower dam in Tibetan territory in a project that has sparked concerns from India and Bangladesh. The BBC cited local media as reporting Chinese Premier Li Qiang presided over a ceremony marking the start of construction on the Yarlung Tsangpo River on Saturday. The river flows through the Tibetan Plateau. The project has attracted criticism for its potential impact on millions of Indians and Bangladeshis living downriver, as well as the surrounding environment and local Tibetans. Beijing says the scheme, costing an estimated $167 billion, will prioritize ecological protection and boost local prosperity. When completed, the project, also known as the Motuo Hydropower Station, will overtake the Three Gorges Dam as the world's largest and could generate three times more energy. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshimades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces along the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. China to assist Nepal in rebuilding structures damaged by recent flooding in Rasuwa. Nepal and China sign MOU for 4 projects. CPN-UML central members begin to put forth views on political report, statute amendment proposal and organizational report in central committee meeting. Party chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges central committee members to strengthen party's internal unity. Transportation remains problematic due to absence of 9 concrete bridges under Karnali Corridor's road sections from Kulalu of Kalikot to Bajura and Humla district. And at least 19 people killed and more than 100 injured after Bangladeshi Air Force training jet crashes into a school campus in Dhaka. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.